That's it.
That's all I got. Badger, you did nothing. Like, you didn't shake your titties. You weren't interested in all. Like, what the fuck? You got a problem today? You cool? You don't want to shake your titties? We have guests here.
At least just shake your booty.
A little
cheeks.
Shimmer of, like, shim? I don't know.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Wow.
Undercover titties.
Undercover titties today. Wow, that's pretty lame.
Very covered titties.
Very non-covered titties.
They're burnt. They need protection.
Your titties are burnt?
They're burnt.
Oh, we'll get into that in a second.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
You're listening to
Son
Kings
of a
Radio,
I broke my Xanax.
Live from a secret location in Compton, California. The talk show that makes psychiatrists see other psychiatrists. Other psychiatrists. Oh, wow. Other psychiatrists. Other psychiatrists.
Other psychiatrists. Pigs Radio, episode 215. By the way, I like how you interrupt the intro song to let us all know your Xanax broke.
I saw like a little nug right here. I'm like, oh shit, that looks like Xanax. I'm like, oh fuck, I had Xanax in my pocket. Shit.
Isn't that an everyday thing, though?
Yeah, but I don't like breaking them out. Well, I do. You break them, they actually hit you faster, so.
I'm surprised you're not, like, chewing them.
If you need
them.
Xanax, call in at 909-475-7449.
Fuck.
Our guy will hook you up.
He's going to call.
I like the slow
He's
going to
call. Hey, I'm calling for the Xanax. Like, wait a minute. I do have the Xanax.
Oh, that was me, dude. Shit, I'm fucking up.
What a way to bring back Pigs Radio. We've been gone for about 3 weeks. At least 3 weeks. Badger's been out there whoring or not whoring. Or have you been whoring?
I've been meowing.
Yeah? What does that mean?
Just meowing.
Meowing?
Making out with my
cat. You guys
cat.
Want some Xanax nugs? Try to smoke it. I don't know. Put it in a pipe. See if it actually works.
Oh, God. Can you smoke Xanax?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, let's give it a try. Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
Cocoa Puffs, but the other way around.
I can't
right?
take that ride. I'm not insured. Just saying.
Wait, which one was Cocoa Puffs? Cocoa Puffs, is that the. That's not cocaine and weed, because isn't that Primo? No. That's a Primo.
That's cigarettes and Coke.
Cigarettes and Coke is a Cocoa Puff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because. Well, I saw it on that movie Flight. John Goodman came in and gave Denzel. Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
These guys like movies. And knives.
And knives, yeah. Especially
But that's knives. A cool last name for a drug. You know what I mean? A Cocoa Puff? Mm-hmm. Better than like crack. Crack sounds all serious and shit. Like,
like the ruiner of lives.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as bad. Like, yeah, I get Cocoa Puffs, so what?
You know that's
what
fun. I mean? That's
it sounds fun. It sounds enjoyable. It's pleasurable. Yeah, I like the Cocoa Puff, too.
I know who is a Cocoa
like,
Puff.
I get cracked out, son.
The very Cocoa tweet, Puff nigga. Of Linwood. We have the very mysterious, very niggiest Cocoa Puffy in his...
Cocoa Puff?
Mystery nigga. That's coming me. Out.
Oh, my
going
God.
Going back dude. In. Coming out. Coming back
oh,
in. But
shit.
Like a turtle.
That's right. Coming out like amyl nitrate.
His sexuality has like, been nigga. Turtle, like, fucking head the whole time. Like,
in, out, I'm in, I'm
last,
out.
Like, 10 years. I don't know. I mean, the gene is there. It's just, you know, you need to unleash it.
The gene
is there.
It's a molecule, fool.
Whatever the fuck.
I don't know.
You have too many chromosomes, but you're rather very mysterious nigga
it's
that never
the
shows
y
up
and
on.
The X and then two X's or a YX. No, or, I don't know.
That's a Yobo.
XOXO.
That's
whatever.
A Yobo math right there.
I don't know. Some kind of fucking chromosomian shit.
All right, so this week on Pigs, we're going to cover some very piggy stories that do not involve the badger.
Why not? It's like, listen, we were on a sabbatical, so why don't we ask Badger how has anything? Yeah, boy. Here we go.
What? You hung out with some hoes over the weekend, didn't you?
No.
So Badger, have we hit the magic number yet?
K5?
K5.
Well, yes.
Just want to dance right now.
What?
nigga.
Why you acting? Why you acting? Oh, my God, dude. You're like, so like, I don't want to hit that number anymore.
It's not recent, though. Remember I had hit that number
The Vegas guy. Yeah, the law firm one. I'm sorry.
But he doesn't count.
Why? Yeah, okay, okay. But I mean recently, though, since the Loughlin guy.
No, no, no.
Well, she says he doesn't count because he was in another state.
Wait, so no. You okay? So you got laid by the same person you've been laid before?
No.
Oh, wait. No, no. So it's new dick.
She hasn't fucked anybody.
Mm-mm. Oh, you haven't fucked anyone.
Not since Loughlin.
Oh, okay.
Except for my fingers.
Yeah, take it back, though.
Okay. I don't know.
It's like all kinds of motherfucking countless on that motherfucker, right?
Like how?
Like your fucking finger looked like a Teamster fucking
dude,
hand.
Right look, there, dude, her thumb has a fucking six pack, bro. Like that shit's fucking all like.
Yo, man,
down.
Your finger.
Sup, bro?
That index is swole, son.
God, that is one lonely vagina right now, dude. You should probably work out the other half to even out like the muscles.
Are you on the daily with that though? I'll be honest. No. Now that I'm like fucking Mr. Single and shit, it's like I fucking jerk off all day long, all night long.
All of a sudden.
Nice yeah. Having it, bro.
You're single now?
Well, you know what I mean. It's like I'm not married anymore.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Were you married before?
Well,
I guess.
Let's not name names. Let's not incriminate anybody at this table today. But, yeah.
We do have.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so do you masturbate on the daily? Or?
Not every day. I mean, I'm busy. I'm working a lot. So. Right. But when I can. When I'm laying there and
like
I'm
like, Calgon, take me away, but like fucking.
Kind of. When I'm sitting there and I'm like,
flick the beam.
I have shit to do, but I have some time to not do some shit right now.
Right.
And
right.
I'm like, oh shit.
Make it
shit.
Happen. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, do you have to prep for it for one of those things? We got to make sure all the doors are locked.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you put out like some fucking towels because
no,
you probably squirt everywhere.
No, I don't have no pillows no more.
No, wait, why? What'd you do with the pillows?
I threw them away. Started fresh.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Got that 2-for-1 special.
You fucked your pillows and you stained them all up? Yeah?
Yeah, fool. Yeah.
What the fuck?
You don't remember she dry humps the fucking pillows?
You never fucked a pillow?
No. What the fuck?
I like that shit.
You know, you never dry humped a pillow. None of you guys actually dry hump. Like, I mean, as a dude, it's like I've caught myself like dry humping a pillow.
No
like,
way.
Like, fuck it, yeah, dude. Like, I like, fuck it. I wake up and shit. I'm like, what's up, motherfucker? Shit, knuckle.
Wow.
Like that. But whatever.
Wow.
No. Nobody, I'm just kidding. I never do that.
I'm just trying to help you.
Psych.
With all that detail, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Dude, he gets down, dude.
Hell yeah.
So when you fuck your pillow.
I get goose down, nigga. That's how down I get. Goose down.
So when you fuck your pillow.
Duck, duck, ghost, nigga.
Do you, you cut a little hole out of, like, out of it and, like.
Nah, fool. You don't just, like hump it. Just, like, hump. Just, like, hump.
What? No.
You don't
what?
Just hump a fucking pillow or some bullshit?
I, no.
No.
Dude, I got down on some pillows.
Good.
Stack them up.
Both these guys are looking at me like I'm the weirdest motherfucker on the planet.
Hold
dude.
On. You fucking had like a multi threesome with pillows and you fucked your pillow? What the fuck
I
is wrong with
fuck
you?
I fuck my pillow. I couldn't nut off of it, but sometimes it feels good when you press hard against it. Like
yeah,
when you got
yeah,
a chick,
yeah.
Like say you got a chick in front of you and you know you're like hugging her, but you got that boner, that raging boner, you just
oh,
press
okay,
it up against
okay.
It like hard.
Okay,
yeah.
That I can relate
yeah, I'm
to.
Not fucking pulling my dick out and puncturing a hole into my fucking. I'm not trying to get between the fucking pillowcase and the fucking. And the, nah, you know, just
totally.
Like press hard against it. Like,
I think he's lying. I think we hit a nerve. Now he's being all extra defensive and shit.
Yeah.
He fucks his pillow. He cut out a little fucking hole and probably put a condom in it
pillow
so he doesn't
fucker.
All fucking stain it up and shit. So he can probably use it more than like 3 times, unlike the fucking badger because she fucking stained the shit out of hers.
Yeah.
Fucking
right.
Snail trail like a motherfucker on it.
Yeah.
I just turned my pillow into a fifi. You know what I mean? So it's like fucking just rolled a towel, stuck it inside, and fucking.
Dude,
goddamn.
I would do that shit all day if
exactly.
I had a dick.
So, we picture have guests in the studio, and they look like they've used a fifi once or twice in their lifetime. Let's get some names here and tell them why you're here on Pigs. So, we'll go from this guy to this guy. So, give us your name, what exactly you do, and your best dinosaur impression.
Fuck, dinosaur impression? All right. Well, Eduardo Quintero, I'm currently filming a documentary.
Talking to the mic, sir.
Currently filming a documentary. On the LA music scene, so basically following the evolution where it once was and where it is now.
What so, genre of
all.
Music are you?
All? All.
So as much as you can.
As
you
much
can.
As I it's,
I'm
it's
pretty
been,
sure it's hard to do all, but as much as you can.
As much as I can.
Right.
It's a bit of a struggle, especially with
right.
Everybody without originality going right. out. Everyone wants to do a cover band nowadays,
right.
So try and find those hidden gems throughout the
right.
city. County basically.
So how far back are you dating these bands? Like how far back are you like looking into
90s.
It? From the 90s.
Late
on.
90s.
Right.
I mean, early 80s, late 90s. You know, okay. Until now.
And basically bands rooted in L.A.?
Rooted in L.A. Huh. Or...
So, I mean, would you go as far as to, like, even getting into, like, say, hip-hop? I mean, would
yeah,
you do, like,
everything.
NWA and everything else?
Everything.
L.A. Dream Team? No, but that's actually throwing it
no,
too far
it's,
back.
No, it's like, even, like, certain DJs. Right. But I'm very...
Wiki, wiki.
Yeah, I'm very picky.
I wanted to get one in really
that
quick.
She was, like, out of nowhere, fool. Wiki.
Being very specific in what I'm looking for, someone that doesn't just get two tracks and just makes it all a different track, but who engineers everything from the sound and makes it unique to himself.
Right.
You know, things like that.
Yeah. I get it. Mario?
Hey.
You're all high as fuck.
Allegedly, no.
MC Mario over here.
I started scratching my fucking pad. All right, so you're here to interview and figure out what is wrong with the music scene.
Yeah.
Now, once again, Mr. Nigga's been here since the dawn of time, so he knows everything about everything and everyone who's been there, so this guy can answer all your questions, definitely, for sure, today.
No, not exactly, but, I mean, I could try.
No, this guy's been there with his wallet chain throughout, like, the last 40 years.
Yeah, and I left my wallet chain in the car, dude. I left it in the car because I came from the beach and shit. I didn't want to lose it.
All right, so, and your best dinosaur impression.
Fuck. I guess...
Kiosaur.
A very confused fucking dinosaur. Oh, fuck.
A Kiosaurus.
Really? Yeah, it was Kiosaurus. Oh, there you go.
Wait, what? All right, so you don't have a dinosaur?
I don't have
no, you don't have nothing?
Nah,
how no. How about a roar of some sort? What's a roar?
Cow, cow. Oh, man.
All right, we'll come back to your dinosaur roar impression.
Do it now.
Okay.
It's only radio, guys. It's only gear radio.
Oh, my turn now?
Yeah, your turn.
Are you done?
Yeah, okay. We'll come back to him.
My name is Juan Tavares, audio engineer / musician. Just trying to get my band back together. Moving away and shit.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my band back together and shit.
What happened to the band?
Singer went to jail.
All right.
Twice.
Wait, was he molesting kids or was he selling drugs?
Gangster rap.
Gangster
rap?
Shot
that.
Somebody.
Gangster rap. We'll stick with gangster rap. Yeah,
he put
somebody.
Out a mixtape and then got shot.
There
like
you go.
That
that's
other ex- black guy.
That's
that
exactly
happened.
What happened.
Yeah. Fucking mixtapes. Dude, all mixtapes are ruining the world. I'm just going to say. Put that shit in
violence.
Your fucking film thing, whatever. Don't call it a mixtape right. Unless it's on fucking tape and actually mixed. Just say.
That would be true.
That's actually. Very, very good.
I'm going to fucking take someone else's shit and then put my lyrics on top of it and then release that for free. Fucking stupid. Fucking yeah. Black people. God damn it.
You hear that, David?
Is he black too?
Yeah, he's black.
All right. Sucks for him.
We call him Black David.
So then you're the engineer, the audio engineer for what he's doing?
I'm just going to help him out every now and then.
Helping him out?
I got my own thing going on.
I can tell. Isn't that big ass fucking knife? That's where it was. Like in case you guys get bum rushed.
No.
So he walked into the studio with this giant fucking Rambo like katana, just ready to cut down the fucking
like,
rainforest.
I thought
I'm
he
like,
drew, I'm like, did this guy draw first blood or what? What the fuck?
Dude, I was like, dude, he's for sure gonna rape the badger and like cut her up and fucking serve her as hot dogs downtown LA.
I'm a peaceful man.
Why are you carrying a like giant 10-inch knife then?
I told you it's a
tool. Fucking Sons of Anarchy was over like a couple of years ago.
Oh, come on. You gotta throw that at me? Oh, shit.
It's like fucking Jax Teller over here. Shit.
Yeah, he let himself go a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. A little bit.
All right, and your best dinosaur impression?
Rawr!
All right.
Yeah,
that was
good.
Yeah, that was a healthiosaurus right there.
A knife-wielding-a-saurus.
All right, how about this lost little dinosaur? Do we have anything yet?
No.
No? Aww.
Losing points.
Losing points.
But it's all right. It's all right. All right, so I guess go ahead and ask us questions or do what you need to do, and then
we'll
counter with the big pigs radio answer we can give you.
Okay, because I know the first time I talked to you about it, the only response you gave me was, LA music is dead.
Damn, I sound so poetic, don't I?
No. You said that shit?
I did.
Yeah, why? Why do you...
I think we need to set the tone.
Mario, why is LA music dead for you?
Because everyone's a fucking faggot. No one comes out and supports shows.
Dude?
Dude, they're fucking faggots, all of them. But not like gay, like.
The scene. We were there. You're talking about like the scene. You're not really talking about the music. The, yeah. like, no, the, I'm talking the about the create.
I'm talking about the scene itself. And it goes for right. like a bunch of different genres.
Right.
Unless it's like a super like top 40 like.
But don't you think that's the way LA has been for a while anyway? Just, you know, people are just jaded in LA. You know,
no, I think within the last 15 years, I think it's gotten worse because it's completely different. A lot of clubs shut down because there's no one going out. All the House of Blues are gone. Fucking that place where you used to do shows, the Key Club or
Knitting Factory.
Knitting
well,
Factory is
actually.
Gone. Safari Sounds is gone. Yeah. Dude, there's a bunch of venues leaving. So, I mean, obviously, if they're not making money, they're not going to stick around. So, I mean, that's one good showcase that, yeah, this shit's fucking burning out.
You know, and I guess
points for
me. Taking it back to the actual music, it's probably just because the caliber of music probably isn't all that great anyway nowadays. So, you know, it's like if it's not, if those bands aren't inspiring enough to draw a crowd, then, you know, why would anybody go? Why would you attend the show? So,
well, from most shows that I've been to recently, a lot of them are just word of mouth now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's taking it back to, like, back in the early 90s where people aren't using social media anymore. Instead, they want to go and do the hipster thing and print out flyers and pass out flyers.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa, I know a hipster.
Mario the hipster.
I've been doing that shit. That's a classic grassroots campaign.
No, I'm saying like recently now. Like people that stare away. You've been doing it for years. You know, so it's a constant. But people that stop doing social media and just do like flyers and shit like that.
That's bullshit, because I pass out fucking flyers. People still don't want that shit. That's fucking assholes.
I took it when you gave it to me. I took that shit.
Oh, yeah. Good job. That's what I'm talking about.
What did
you
end up doing with it afterwards?
Didn't read it.
I put it in my pocket, you know.
And then what happened?
I left it in my room. It's in my room somewhere.
Right.
It's there.
When you tell your roommate when she cleans up, your mom, tell her not to throw her shit away.
No, mom. Leave it alone.
Don't touch my stuff, mom. Or roommates. All right. So, yeah. I mean, that's, I think, a really good... really good showcase that it's actually, you know.
So that's why you believe that LA music scene is what's killed off?
Wait, are you asking me or him? Because I don't know which way you're...
I'm asking you. So you're saying, okay, because he's actually, I think his question is more relevant to the music. Or the people, again, the people
that
are
creating
the
music. Well, he said scene, so... I don't know.
Which one is it? I'm sorry. Are you asking the scene or the bands?
It's the scene. Like different scenes in general, like
right.
you know, the indie scene. There's still a metal scene. There's still a right. punk scene in South Central and things right. like that.
And there's then a big ska scene. I don't know. He's not agreeing with you. I don't know.
I haven't been to a metal show in LA in a long time. You're full of shit.
Oh
no!
It's not like fighting
there's
words.
There's still a metal scene in LA now. You know, here's the way it goes. And I think if you run in that circle, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
But if for some reason you fall out of it, it's harder to come across that information, you know.
Okay.
You're not exposed to it anymore, you know. But if you go to a show, a metal show, every week, there's somebody standing outside handing like a flyer or trying to tell you this is the next show to be at. If for some reason you don't go to that next show or the one after that, after a while you fall out of it, you know. But there's still, because I listen to metal and I listen to like some of the more obscure stuff like the, you know, death metal obviously and then like black metal. And those scenes are so small, but what the fuck?
Sorry. I got caught up for a second.
At least you could have put like orchestral or symphonic death metal. I mean, black metal. But, you know, I don't go to the shows as often because I just don't have the time. But I still see and I still keep tabs with people that, yeah, there's still plenty of like metal shows, you know, that happen out there. It's just, you got to look for it. You know what I mean? It's just like anything else. You have to look for it. You know, it doesn't come to you. You have to go to it.
That's beautiful.
How poetic was that? Nuclear.
Damn. Yeah. That shit touched something for sure. Badger, where it touched you at?
And I mean, well, that all kind of ties up to, you know, if you want to be part of it, yeah, you have to go look for it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So would you say that these metal bands are hipsters since they're passing out flyers?
No. I mean, I don't really know exactly where that came from, that comment. But I mean, it's like, I promote, I do shows. So yes, I print flyers. I've always printed flyers.
Doesn't sound like fighting words to me.
I mean, and I understand with like social media, it's like, you know, people have gotten lazy about it and they just don't do it. But if you're a promoter, an independent promoter like Mario, like myself, we have to use every means possible. So if it's social media or if it's printing a flyer and handing the flyer out, we have to do that because we want to be successful at what we do. I mean, even like Golden Voice, they have a street team.
There's still flyers everywhere for them.
There's still places where, you know, people still hand out flyers. It's just, you know, it depends on what genre, I guess. You know, maybe some of them are a little bit more selective. They don't do that, but, you know.
So in the scenes that Jose's in, they cater to a specific kind of music. It's all I'm about to have a stroke. Rockabilly and psychabilly. I think there's one more genre in there somewhere now. Is it just rockabilly, psychabilly?
That I book?
Yeah.
No, currently that. I mean, I used to do death metal and black metal also, but not at the moment.
So all those shows compared to what those shows were 10 years ago to where they are now, where is that stuff looking like?
Oh, no, there's a difference. I mean, there used to be, like, what better attended. You know, there's a bigger turnout, obviously. I would put it to you this way. My personal take is after the recession, after 2008, it's like shows just went to shit. And, you know, people just weren't spending the money. And so this is where I kind of ties back to people. If you don't go consistently, you start to fall out of it. And eventually you're just out, you know, unless you want to try to keep tabs on it. So after 2008, after the recession hit, people weren't spending money. They didn't have the extra money, or they didn't have the fucking job, to be honest, to go to shows, you know.
But, you know, but people who
after
are...
Because that's when the clubs started closing, really, after 2008. You know, it's like Knitting Factory closed in 2009.
But you're telling me that if they're selling packed shows every fucking night, making money, you think that they'll just pack up and leave?
No. Again, up until the recession hit, then people weren't attending shows anymore. They weren't, because then you were kind of strapped as far as money, because people did get laid off. People lost jobs, you know, around that time. Just after 9/11, you know, so many businesses closed. There was like a mini recession then, but, you know, people were still being supportive. They were trying to pay, you know, they had money. These people still found a way to, like, go to shows. But again, after 2008, when that recession hit, that one hit hard, because we're still kind of in the aftermath of it, where people don't have the extra income to spend on that, you know. And not only that, once we got out of it, people actually kind of got tight with the money. You know, they didn't think, well, I don't have to go to every fucking show. I'll just go to some. I'll be more selective. And that's why now the big concerts are the ones that have the highest attendance, but the smaller stuff, the more independent stuff, you know, the new stuff, you know, it isn't as supported. Right, that's my take on it.
At least I know when bands used to roam through here, and I will go catch them just about at every fucking venue there was, a Palladium, House of Blues, Hollywood, Anaheim.
But see, those are big shows, though. I mean, what I'm talking about, like, small stuff. Like,
I know,
yeah,
but there's still,
in a bar.
But there's still a lot of bands that go through there that aren't super big that still go to these big venues, even to the small ones. I mean, fuck, there used to be two venues where the Chain Reaction is. Right next to that, there was another little thing that closed down.
But Chain Reaction's still there, though, right?
So that one is, but the next door spot is. So, I don't know. I mean, how do you see things? I mean,
well, basically,
and especially coming from the metal scene. Now, were you in the metal scene 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does...
Well, 10 years ago.
All right, so how did the metal shows look then, how they look now?
Well, back then it was just more of a background, like, backyard atmosphere.
True.
So everybody was in someone's backyard, or if it was the guy had some money, maybe a small warehouse. And with now, it's like how I'm going out to shows more often, going to different genres, even... The one or two rare metal shows I do find, there's no drive behind the music anymore. It's all just, you know, we're just going to cover songs all night, something like that. So with that, there's no originality to the music anymore. It's just trying to sound like someone else instead of being original with their own sound.
Badger.
And that's typically with any genre, you know. Everybody wants to be the second coming of a different band instead of being their own band.
It's true. There's a lot of covers.
There's almost all kinds. Well, I mean, fuck. There's different kinds of rock and different kinds of rap.
Like that. Yeah, but I mean, it's always kind of been like that, though. I mean, you know, it's like every once in a while you'll come up with something kind of unique to itself. You know what I mean? But usually most bands are trying to just sound like other bands. And that's, for my personal opinion, that's the way it's always been, though.
I mean,
you know, like...
You hear something, and then I like that. Then we kind of make my whatever close to that, and then other stuff is kind of created from there. So, yeah, just like how he said back in the 50s, when shit started rolling around with fucking rock and roll. I mean, everyone wanted to hear 50s and rock and roll and do the twist. And then from that shit evolved into other things, and they've just been steamrolling since then.
Well, let me put it this way. Like, Motley Crue was, like, the first metal band I got into, and this was, like, 83 or something like that. And... Yeah.
Dude, why are you shaking your head? What's wrong with a little bit of hair metal and spandex?
But this was this is when it was still, it still wasn't what it, you kind of picture now. Now you picture Motley Crue as like some big douchebag band. But back then they weren't douchey. But, you know, all of a sudden everybody wanted to be Motley Crue. You know, and same as far as like metal, like thrash, Metallica. You know, Metallica came out like out of nowhere. You know, they were located here in L.A. Then they moved up north to go get Kirk Hammett and
Cliff Burton.
Jose was there, by the way.
I'm sorry,
he drove there.
No.
Shake your hand, buddy.
No, but I remember before Metallica years. You know, when they started in what was it 84, 85, 85 ish maybe with Kill 'Em All or whatever. But anyway. But when they broke, all of a sudden everybody wanted to sound like them. There were other bands that were kind of similar too. I mean, like Exodus, and you know, again, there were other bands that were kind of like that. But when they broke, like all the new bands that came after them wanted to sound like them.
True. Except Slayer. There's like their own fucking
Slayer. Yeah, Slayer had their own thing going on, man. But Slayer kind of broke at the
really
same.
Really, dog?
Yeah.
See, I'm talking about like fucking Too Fast for Love Motley Crue, not this fucking douchebag fucking Motley Crue.
Come on, that was the best kind of Motley Crue.
But Slayer too, Slayer. I mean, you know, they were from, you know, I think Dave Lombardo was from like Downey or Southgate or
HP.
Some shit like
that. HP, right?
Somewhere. They were L.A. They were definitely.
I remember they started in HP.
Yeah, they were around here. So, I mean, after they broke, there's a lot of like local bands that started up after them, like Hellraiser, even like Sadistic Intent. Which is the black metal band now, but they were when they started, they actually sounded more like Slayer than anything else. So again, you know, it's like there's always everybody's always going to try to sound like somebody, and then one band changes it all. You know, changes that creates another plateau. I mean, when Rage Against the Machine broke, you know, all of a sudden everybody wanted to sound like Rage Against the Machine. Everybody was trying to do like rap metal and stuff like that.
True,
or same thing with like say Korn. You know,
what Korn was this shit?
Or Deftones. I mean, Deftones is an LA band. You know what I mean? Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're from Sacramento. But still, though, you know, when Deftones broke, you know, a lot of people try to sound like that also.
Well, you try to sound like your favorite band, and then eventually you move and create your own stuff, you know?
That's usually what it is. Like, when I started playing, it's like I went to a backyard, and I saw a bunch of punk bands playing, and then I didn't know how to play a fucking instrument. So when I saw them play, all of a sudden I was like, I could go learn how to play an instrument. I could do that.
Three chords.
And that's usually the way it goes. It's like, I could do that, so you start by mimicking that. And then you kind of branch off, and hopefully, if you're creative enough, you'll create your own thing.
True.
That's why when you ask most bands, like, what style do you play? And then they're never specific to it. A lot of times they're like, well, we're a little bit of this, we're a little bit of that, we're a little bit of this, you know. But they could never say what they sound like, even though to you they might just sound like every other band. But to them in their head, they sound unique, so they have to use a bunch of descriptives.
That's true.
That's one way of looking at it.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. There's a new artist out there that just hit the streets called The High Curbs. They're going to visit Pigs Radio, I think, next week or some shit. So I got a track, and we're going to listen to it.
That shit is good, man. You were playing it earlier. That band's fucking good.
Yeah, so we're going to check out track number 11. I heard that one's really good, called Mine, Pigs Radio. Pigsy.
Hey, Motley Crue after that food.
Okay, negative.
More Motley Crue.
Settle down. case you guys don't know, we're chicks, and we love listening to Pigs Radio.
Hello? Mr. Statham? Yes, this is him. I know we talked about getting you on Pigs Radio, but it is a little surprise you're on now. So if you don't mind saying hi to Mario and the best Jason Statham, can you just say, hey, babies, listen to Pigs Radio and Mario 81.
Listen, babies. Yeah. Listen to Pigs Radio, Mario 81.
Check out the new 4G phones. The Sprint HTC E4.
Hey, whatever happened to this guy?
Both have flash. We'll talk about that later.
I totally went back to Sprint.
So if you're one of those out there having trouble getting your hands on one of these new, cool, special phones,
hey, did Jeff
call Arturo at the Signal Hill Sprint store. Oh. He's at 562-225-8443. That's Arturo at 562-225-8443. We welcome all new and
Arturo loves Trump.
Carlos Pizza, family owned and operated in Downey since 1964.
Oof,
that's a long time, folks. Oof. Carlos Pizza, where is it? Same place it's always been. 13230.
Who put the sweatband on the dick?
At Foster. Not only do we have great
looks
sandwiches,
like a sweatband,
awesome,
like he's a maniac
specials, but besides that, let me tell you something, folks. We got the best
pizza exactly
around.
Exactly.
You know how I know, because I'm Italian.
If I can pull on the string, water falls out, or jizz falls from the roof.
I'll tell you where. Carlos, no event is too big or too small. We do catering over here. That's what I'm talking about. We cook all the food. You eat all the food. You're going to love it. Let me tell you something. We also got delivery.
It's on,
you're at home. You're watching the playoffs.
Tits
you're
going to
leave
the
couch. Give Carlos a call. We're going to come over there and bring
what
you some
you
pizza at 562-803-6753. Oof, on.
Well,
this is the best pizza in town. We got all kinds of sizes from little itty bitty all the way to a party size. It's almost 2 feet long. I don't know. I'm talking about 2 feet long. That's a bigger pizza. You know what I'm saying? 562-803-6753. Carlos Pizza. A way
bigger
pizza you can't refuse.
Hey guys, if you want to step your game up, go to LibbyGrow.com now for your free sample of the best natural sexual enhancement product available. Find out why millions of men choose LibbyGrow when they want the fun to last and last. No order to place, no club to join, just a free sample. Go to LibbyGrow.com now to get your free sample. Not because you need it, because
you want it.
I didn't find it, it found me.
All right, I'll play another song then.
Welcome to Pigs Radio. Yeah. It is that time, Sunday.
Your favorites.
Everyone likes different
fucking
things.
Fucking dick, dude. You know why I did not miss this song
this
one fucking
thing, like right now, so sit down and
like, shut your mouth.
Mind you, okay, you know we're talking about punk? This is this fucker's version of punk. This is punk to him.
It's bubble punk.
But why would you even call it punk to begin with? Bubble punk or not?
Because it's still pretty punky. Punky Brewster style.
So lay moon fried, listen to motherfucking
fuck Jose.
Fuck this track.
Fucking faggots.
This song could gobble my motherfucking nuts.
Wrinkled nuts.
Gray haired nuts. I need a just for mess for my nuts.
Pigs Radio episode 215. We're
that'd
getting
be crazy if somebody actually did that. Just put like just for men on their nuts and shit.
Wait, just what?
Just for men? That's that shit to take out the grays.
Oh,
that's not, that's fucking
I'm sure you do it, right?
No, dude. Yeah. Although I am tempted, man. The fucking the goat's getting a little too fucking gray, man.
Dude, everything's gray.
I know, Nuku.
I'm gonna start calling you the Silver Surfer pretty soon.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess.
Yeah, right, Roger. Yeah,
yeah.
You agree? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give myself a point off for that anyway.
I
you guys
guess.
Took a little bit too long.
I don't know.
All right, so we're hanging out with a director of some sorts, and he's directing a documentary. Wait, did I pronounce that?
Jesus.
God
that's
damn it.
Actually, that's right. That's correct.
Dude,
that's what we're going to call it, but a documentary on the music scene. And Mystery Nigga's been laying on some knowledge because he's been there from the beginning.
I saw that shit.
Because he's old as shit.
I fucking sold Jim Morrison acid, foo.
What made you decide to start doing this anyway?
Well, I just recently got back into the music scene, like going to different shows and things about.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, where were you? Where
why?
Why'd
you, why did you get out of the scene and come back?
What the fuck, are you poser?
It's just not that easy, bro.
Fucking poser.
Yeah, poser.
Had
poser.
Had a kid. Got married at a very young age.
Excuses.
How's that our fault?
Yeah,
don't do that to the music
you're
scene.
You're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution, man.
Get out.
They're just they're called condoms, guys. Come on.
Or
pull out earlier, Badger.
Don't try it.
Okay? Stop fucking your dad. Just stop.
Not on their sunburnt titties, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, that might be, you know, extra protein or something.
Yeah,
it'll
help. It's like vitamin E, like fucking aloe vera and shit.
Yeah.
Aloe vera.
Yeah.
Very good for you.
Like all right, creamy aloe vera. So you had a kid, and now you're back. How long were you out for?
About.
Okay, so Rambo over here is about to burn down the fucking studio.
I'll just leave that there.
So about 5 years.
All right. Are you Hispanic?
Yeah.
So he's doing work right now, right? You have him at some little corner singing chiclets and shit?
Yeah.
Cobbling shoes
and
or
oranges.
Some shit.
Oranges, too.
Oranges, yeah.
Yeah, you can't forget the oranges. But no, so basically the main objective was just exposing, because a lot of people like yourself say that LA music scene or LA music in general is just dead. You know, nothing's happening in LA anymore.
Do you feel the same way then?
No, I don't. Okay. For me, I do feel it's quiet, but it's the calm before the storm. You know,
so you think there's something coming?
Yeah, there's something coming. It's gonna blow up and just like rejuvenize everything.
Right.
You know, give something second light or third light in this case.
I don't know.
Like what?
Because remember how?
Don't say Motley Crue.
Because Guns N' Roses already got together and that didn't do shit.
Hey, the Misfits are getting back together.
I'm going to Chicago for that. Yeah,
I'm going to Denver for that.
It's a trial run.
Bring me a shirt.
I'm bringing you shit. Buy a fucking ticket.
That for the Misfits is a trial run.
Yeah,
that
fucking
Glenn.
Poser. Trying to act like you're at the fucking show and you're not, bitch.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck if you got a fucking knife. You know what? I got a knife too. Badger, hold my knife.
Bring yours out.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, so.
So you were saying, so you think it's still, you think there's something coming?
There's something coming just because. Recently, like even going back 2 years ago, I would go to different shows and find that hidden gem. Like, you know, that one band that and by today's standards isn't radio friendly, but you can hear them on the radio. Like, you know, you can see their songs on there or just, you know, something different from everything around you.
Right.
You know, because, there are still those bands that still sound traditional metal, new metal, fucking speed metal and shit like that. But this is just, you know, like you said earlier, like a creation of its own thing.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like, being that original thing to set something off.
But I guess, you know, it just seems to me like it's just going to be another lull. In other words, let's say something unique does happen, and then it changes the face of music for LA.
I already told you, Guns N' Roses already got back together.
But then eventually it'll kind of go into that whole thing where everybody's going to try to mimic that one thing, you know what I mean? So it's cyclical, you know, it happens all the time. I don't know if it's necessarily, you know.
Well, you know, based like how it's different now, like from, like you said, like from 2012 to 2016, it's a lot different than from what it was from 2004 to 2012.
We've already established that.
You know? Right. But.
He's hot. He's hot.
I'm like, we already went over the facts.
You have to forgive him. He's hot.
But, you know, it's
look,
like.
I still think because people aren't supporting, like, you know, obviously people change, shit happens, you have to get out. I mean, as long as
you can't attend shows for some reason or another, or you can't support.
I mean, right. I mean, that's what happened to a lot of people at that, you know, there was a specific scene that everyone was kind of into. It's not like before where there was only kind of one kind of song or one kind of style of music playing, like in the 50s where everyone's doing the same shit, so there was no diversity. So then people take that.
You're right there, buddy. You're right.
I'm getting all fucking choked up right now. But I mean, now like people just change and they just kind of get over it. They were into one thing and then now it's something cool to be something else, or they were really not. They weren't really into it. Like this guy's a poser and shit. And, you know, asked you to fucking get a shirt.
That's what he says.
But you know, but then next week he's gonna be into like hip hop and like breakdancing. But
I'm into a lot of things. You know, you kind of have to be.
Well, yeah. But there's not a big support for all these individual little fucking scenes because, you know, as long as he's been doing it, you know, thousands of years now, it's different from year one to year now, like way different. And a lot of people who were really hardcore about it aren't anymore. And they're not supporting the psycho scene. They're not coming out to the 80s clubs and come dance. Even a lot of the fucking bands that I go see that day, I do here on K-Rock, those shows are nowhere near as full compared to what it was when... Fuck, She Wants Revenge. They came back after a fucking couple years of being gone, and then they made an impact, and then they started selling out shows. But before they did that, they weren't doing shit. They were not packing up the house anymore. So what they had to do? fake their death and go away and then come back and be put back on the map.
But do you think that was really intentional? Like, say, for that example, I mean, do you think it was intentional on their part to do that?
I think it was in the
beginning.
They said,
you know what? We're
you're like,
not
you know what?
Hitting.
Let's take a break. Let's go away for a little bit. Let's figure out some shit. Because that dude fucking, he hosts, I think that Adam, the DJ guy, he hosts a night in downtown LA. Every Tuesday night, there's a place to go to with him. So I think it was one of those like, all right, we're going to take a break. Shit's not cracking. We'll become vintage and then come back when it's fucking hipster friendly and shit. And then one of their songs got picked up and like, hey, you know what? Now's the time to hit. And then let's go. Right. And then after that, they put out a new track. So this shit, everything comes in fucking waves. And then a lot of people just get out of it. And there's not too many radio shows that you can even listen to. So say, for example, you've been out of it. And then how do you hear music? How do you even know where the next show is at? Because the record store that you used to go to isn't there anymore. Or in the venue you used to go see all the other bands at, that shit's gone. So how the fuck do you find new shit? Some people still do, like Rodney and the Rock still plays a bunch of brand new shit. And
right.
Kind of like the band we just heard right now, because that shit sounded way different. That, well, kind of, but not really, because everything's kind of going to, like, that 60s garage kind of mod shit. So everything's kind of going towards that. But there's not too many radio shows that do that, because everyone else is already playing hip-hop or Top 40 or fucking Skrillex.
Yeah, I mean, most of your radio stations nowadays,
DJ Skresser.
Like, they have their format. You know, it's like they don't diverge from that format, so...
Dude, I still listen to a lot of bands I used to listen to in the 90s and the 80s, just everything, even all the shit from 2000. If Limp Bizkit comes around, dude, I'll go watch that shit because I used to love that shit when I growing up because that was, you know, that's what I listened to.
And you did it all for the cookie.
That's
or
right.
The nookie or whatever.
That's right,
fuck.
For the nookie.
Nookie cookie.
Yeah. You know, and I was super stoked that fucking.
You gave up the chocolate starfish.
They did.
And the hot dog flavored water.
And now that, like, other bands are coming back, you know, they're being reunited, like Guns N' Roses, that's fucking cool, and all their tickets are fucking expensive, and then now they have that new thing from the guys from Coachella where they brought out, like, all the super classic fucking
what
rock bands.
They call it Oldchella. They call it Oldchella.
You can go see The Who and fucking The Rolling Stones, but then tickets are fucking stupid high. They're, like, $1,000 to, like, $1 billion. I'm like, dude, who the fuck's going to pay $1 billion?
Rich old white people, dude.
And then they make it hard for everyone else to go. So, yeah. You know, between people not being into it, between making it so fucking rough where you need to take out a second mortgage or be like Badger, like fucking constantly hooking on the street for fucking like five nights in a row. Like, dude,
yeah,
like,
man, jerking niggas off and shit. Happy ending ass.
You know, two dudes at one time. Like, fuck, dude. Fuck it. Two dudes, one time, one cup. That's right, Badger.
Well, I haven't seen that one.
DP? You ever been DP? No. I know we talked about you were like, fuck. No, that wasn't two. You didn't fuck two guys at the same time, right?
Patrick. No, it's always more
like
girls.
You were in a room.
Oh, nice.
You like fuck what? Two girls?
Well,
how do you fuck two girls? Do
it's
they make
it's
like,
always
a,
been
like a
like
three
one
way
guy
fucking
and
dildo?
Girls.
And then
you know what I mean?
And
so you've been
they
in a three
do?
Way with another girl.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what it was. I remember you telling us this story.
Okay. Hear me out. All right. Yeah. But if it's three chicks with a three ended dildo, what motion do you have to go where it kind of just really works?
Just a vibrator.
You ever seen the old-timey movies where, like, there's, like, the fucking, they're building the railroad, and there's, like, the spike, and then there's, like, fucking one goes, each one takes their turn at hitting the fucking spike? It's probably like that and shit.
Hey!
Yeah.
Just like a fucking crowd of douches, everyone just fucking going to town on it?
Pretty much.
Fuck, dude.
Spiking away at it.
Fucking Badger, your vagina already fucking takes us way off track, and we were talking about music shit, and your vagina comes in and swallows up whole. Fuck! God damn it. You know, on that note, we're going to check out another fucking track by the High Curbs because they're new. And guess what? All these motherfuckers are all under 21. I think they're all like 19 and shit.
So we can't even get them beer next week. It's next week, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they bring it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, let them go to jail. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to knock you out, fool. I'm going to stand outside of shit.
All right, here we go. The High Curbs, Pigs Radio.
Starts to be through the lives of my eyes.
That was some groovy shit.
It was pretty groovy.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Statham? Yes, this is him. I know we talked about getting you on Pigs Radio, but it's a little surprise you're on now. So if you don't mind saying hi to Mario and the best Jason Statham, can you just say, hey, baby, listen to Pigs Radio and Mario 81.
Do it.
Listen, babies. Listen to Pigs Radio, Mario 81.
Why is it the more I hear it, the more I'm like, oh, fuck.
Wait, what happened? What? Allegedly, that happened. So that was probably the coolest thing that ever happened to Pigs Radio.
The more I hear it, the more I'm like, fuck, we got bumped.
That was really him?
Yeah.
I think it's fuck like it. A Brando bucked. I think we got Brando bucked.
No. I wanted to be real.
No, I do too. But the more I hear it, swear to God, dude, the more I'm like, fuck.
All right, but allegedly that was, yeah, him.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, that was cool.
AKA, what was the movie? His movies again?
Transporters,
yeah. 1 through 12. I think all the movies are, he's done his all Transporters.
Death Race.
Was it Cracked or Crank?
Crank. Kind of like Transporter.
He was in Snatch, too.
Snatch. He was great in fucking Snatch. Man.
I love that movie, bro.
That movie was fucking
Badger,
awesome.
Badger, not your Snatch. We're talking about the movie. Like, shit.
The movie. Like, wait, we wouldn't talk about your
Badger Snatch,
but, you know, it's shut down for the fucking summer.
Dude, what's...
I honestly thought after, like, 3 weeks or so that you would come back and you'd have something and shit, like...
I'm too busy.
Not, like, the hib or anything, but just, like, a story or some shit.
I'm too busy. I don't have time for that shit.
Really? Do you think that's it? Do you think that's it? That it's just being busy?
Yeah.
You just... Is it being busy so you're not... It's not... You know, you're not looking for love or anything, per se, but you think that no dudes... You just go to work and go home, go to work, go home, so you really don't come across
Badger
any,
has
any
feelings
dick.
Now?
And I don't give anybody time.
Like, but niggas be hitting you up, though.
Yeah, I mean, they start to taper off because they're tired of getting turned down. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
Yeah.
Shout out to 1246 Caesar Tierra.
1246 CT. My nigga, 15 seconds of pumping and nothing.
But I don't care. Like, I just...
You don't care about the 15 seconds of pumping?
I don't care about anything.
Oh. Wow.
Really?
Do you feel the
cold callous
wait,
bitch.
Wait. Do you feel the impending doom happening?
No,
that's
I'm
me,
just
dick.
Oh, okay.
Fucking
just
busy. Making
sounds
money.
Emo.
Paying bills.
But not hoeing, making money.
No.
But what if you did hoeing and then you made money off of it?
That's illegal. Like,
do you miss it?
Allegedly.
Do you miss it, though?
What, hoeing?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
You know, it's like... What does it really do for you, though? Like, is
what
it
do
worth
you mean? What does it do for you? You're
is it worth the drama? Is
well,
it worth
I mean,
the bullshit that comes along with it?
It depends on, it depends on whether or not it's, you know, obviously like a one night stand or something like that. Obviously, if you have to be in a relationship in order to fuck, then yeah, obviously there's going to be drama. There's going to
no,
be a
there's
bunch of
drama
bullshit.
Without the relationship.
Really?
Yes.
You find it that way?
Yes.
I guess, man. When I was before my marriage, it's like, yeah, it was like I'd fuck you and then mates, you know.
I think I've
deuces,
only had
nigga.
One successful one night stand, and that was Laughlin, and that was because I didn't
just that
stay.
Nigga was from another state.
I didn't stay. I didn't look for him. I didn't allow him to look for me because I stayed in the
right.
hotel room the next night. Like I snuck out. Otherwise, I mean...
And he was trying to come back at
yes.
you. She was trying to get, like, sloppy seconds, his own sloppy seconds, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the only one that's been successful. I've had one-night stands turn into relationships, and it's just like, fuck, dude.
What turned
into Caesar Tejeras at 1246 Barbershop?
Yo, baby, you have your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
Yeah.
Oh, Badger.
So that's what it is, though. It's the guy that actually tries to, he complicates things.
Yeah.
They become
because
clingers?
You
stage
just,
5 clingers?
You can just, like, throw down, you can straight bone and shit, and then you're good. You're good afterwards.
Yeah.
You're not
like,
looking to keep it.
Like, see you when I see you. But,
right.
like a reliable fuck, too, because it's always like, oh, well, now you want to talk to me. What the fuck?
Like, that's what they
which,
say?
Yeah.
Oh, so they bitch
oh,
out.
Now you got time for me.
Right.
A lot of dudes say that shit. Yeah.
Badger from 10 years.
I figure if you could get a stable going, it's like it shouldn't be an issue. You know what I mean? It's like as a guy or a girl, you know, if you could get a stable of people that you would fuck in a circle. You know, like
that's called a bukkake video.
No, I don't mean as like in a circle. I mean like I had like at one point I had four bitches. I had four bitches, and they were my quote unquote stable. Uh-huh. And so, you know, every once in a while I'd hit one up and shit, so I'd go around in a fucking circle. You know what I mean? It's like, this one was this night, that one's that night. And, you know, it was never anything serious and shit. And they kind of saw it that way, too, because, you know, they're hoes.
So did your hoes know about the other hoes?
Some did, yeah. Some didn't. Dude, I actually took two of my hoes together one night and shit. One knew, the one that was in the passenger side, the one that I was going to hold down with that night.
Hold down.
Didn't know that the one in the back seat, I was hoeing with her, too. You know what I mean? Although the one in the back knew about the one in the front. The one in the front didn't know about the one in the back. So we all went out together and shit. And I was, like, fucking, like, on the drive and shit. You know, I'm, like, feeling this bitch's legs, like, fucking rubbing her legs and shit while this bitch is driving us around and shit.
I've done that, too, but I just feel like I'm too old for that shit.
With chicks or guys?
Both.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So but, yeah.
It's getting too old.
I guess she probably gets complicated the older you get. You
now,
know?
Badger, from ten years ago to now, are you fucking less band members too? Have you seen the decline in like music in fucking?
Put that in your movie.
Yeah, I think you might have been the ruination of fucking music. Ever since you started fucking, all of a sudden these bands turned shitty and shit.
I feel like one.
Like he's like some nigga fucking showed up in a band. He started banging on the box and shit. He said he was in a band. You know, I was like, what the fuck is that?
He was actually a pretty good drummer, guys.
Yeah, the drummer boy.
Yeah, it seemed like drumming on that ass, but not on that box.
Yeah, after that band came to Pigs Radio, we destroyed them, or we made them fight, and then they broke up. And then he formed another super band.
And they broke
and there was a cute chick in that band, right? There was a cute chick in the first band before they broke up, right?
Well, that was a chick. They got her from Craigslist.
Yeah.
What was the name of that super band anyway? Yeah, oh, fuck them. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah,
fuck
them.
Yeah, so
Badger
they don't
did
exist.
Fuck them.
Not literally, Badger.
All right. Do you have any other questions for the pigs?
Not yet.
You didn't even turn on his mic.
You turned on my mic?
This guy's really drunk for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with him. Get into the insides? Did we give you answers? Were you even paying
attention?
Did we get
into your guts?
Did you even record this on your phone? Did you hit record? Okay.
I'm recording it right now. Yeah.
Okay. They can't even fucking hear us, right?
The audio engineer is recording with the phone.
I know. Like, dude, what kind of audio engineer
are
you?
Let me set the level quick.
Before we get into that, it was short notice. Right. I had to pick this guy up. He was having an emergency with his female. You want to tell him why?
Yeah, what was the issue we ran into today?
All right.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
So,
what's her name?
Yeah, put on the music.
What the fuck?
You don't have to give names. That's all right. You might end up dead tomorrow.
Yeah. We don't need names. We don't want to.
So this is why I officially crossed Salvadorian women off the list.
Okay.
Ooh.
Even though she was half Salvi.
Okay.
Right. But still, there's still that Salvadorian. And that,
yeah. It just makes them
those women
crazy.
Some of those women are so fucking beautiful and so incredibly sexual, but they're such a fucking mess, man.
If you're Salvadorian and want to fuck, call in at 909-475-7449. The Badger's waiting.
Those bitches are, they are fucking, they just, they know how to clout
you. Dude, you can't even talk right now. You okay?
It's hard to come up with like some kind of metaphor, but they'll claw your fucking eye out without fucking pulling out claws. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, dude, calling. It's a fucking mess, man. Oh, shit, that's my Salvadorian girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Oye, vos. Andate pues, vos. Come mierda.
All right, so what happened? Did you get, like, run after with fucking machetes and shit, or what?
I got abandoned in fucking Torrance.
You got abandoned. So you were in the car with your chick, and she kicked you out of the car?
Yeah.
You're a bitch.
Wait,
why the fuck did you even say, I'm going to get out?
In your car.
What the fuck?
No.
I thought you were in your car, and she kicked you out of your own car.
No, we're actually at Alpine Village.
But still, I'm like, nah, you're going to take me home. Fuck that.
I didn't want to get
fucking
sad.
Dude, it's 2016. Who does that shit anymore?
Well, there's Uber now, so it makes it a lot easier.
Well,
you
I
pretend
guess.
Like you're going to go
So you weren't really stranded,
really
but she kicked you out.
Yeah.
Why'd you call her an Uber instead of this guy? Is that why you brought the fucking machete and shit?
Yeah.
No.
Fucking Rambo here? Were you going to stab that fucking his chick?
Well, she's Salvadorian,
right?
Damn.
Hey, dude, someone call cops. That's it. We got the motive. We know what's going down. See? We're finally going to get a death on the show. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's going down. Totally going down.
Oh. But no, so fucking, I was like, oh, fuck. And my phone's at 2%, so I just call him. I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing today? All right. Scoop me up. And then, you know, headed over here.
Came down.
All right. So can you tell us why she fucking left you there?
Sucking shit.
Talking shit. Well, you're talking shit about the music scene, huh? That's what she was doing? She's part of the problem with the music scene?
She was like, metal can eat a dick.
Then I would have stabbed her, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Badger, you want to get stabbed?
No. But he's going to turn his phone on, and she's going to be like, come over.
Totally.
You'll be right over.
And then you're going to come
then,
right over.
And then he's done with the crossing them off the list, right?
Right.
He's going
go
right back
in.
To it. Yeah. Well,
of course I'm
I mean, that, yeah. I mean, right. You've heard that they supposedly like crazy in bed. They do like weird acrobats and fucking crazy leprechauns come out of shit. And, I don't know. Like, oh, yeah. Like I heard it's like crazy magic.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard. I don't want to name names. I don't want to get current names. But yeah, I heard some drunk women could be a party in the sack. So.
Badger, word on the street that only your vagina is part Salvadorian. Is that true?
Yes, I had a transplant when I was a baby.
You had a vagina transplant to put a Ecuadorian fucking vagina
Ecuadorian.
In you. I mean,
whoa.
You're not Ecuadorian. Wait, Salvadorian. There you go. Salvadorian.
Yeah. Vagina transplant at the age of zero.
Yes. It happened
swapped
in the hospital.
It out real quick.
Yeah.
And like, hold on. All right, there we go.
He slammed up a poo sign there.
Oh, shit.
There you go. You're Salvadorian.
That gets points for sure.
Put all the fixings and shit, whatever the fuck they call that, the cabbage shit or whatever the fuck.
All right, sir. So with your movie that you're making, how do you plan to fix the world to fix rock and roll?
Just expose everything how it really is. You know, hopefully the people that are fucking up that are shown, they can see what the fuck they're doing wrong and fix it.
Slap on the hand. Badger, put your hands out. We're going to slap you with big
So loop. How much of it do you actually have done? I mean, how long? What's the runtime? I mean, how long before you release?
Okay, so I've started for about a month so far.
Okay.
I still have about 9 months of filming ahead of me.
Wow, so you still got some work to do.
I still got a lot of work to do. So with that, like, I'm just dedicating certain times to different scenes in L.A. County. Uh-huh. So I'm just traveling around, going, networking to different people and things like that. And then runtime, about 2.5 hours.
Damn.
So it's going to be a long one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then again, I'm trying to get as much as I can in. At the end of the day, it's going to end up being controlled chaos. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's going to be a little bit of everything for everybody, but at the same time, just show you what's going on and, you know,
right,
what's going to happen.
So 9 months of filming, how long do you think it's going to take you to edit and get it all out? Are you doing all the editing yourself,
yeah,
or
I'm
is
doing,
this guy doing it?
No, I'm doing all the editing.
Okay. You don't trust him, huh?
No.
Okay. Didn't think so.
No, it's one of the things I'm editing as I go along to, you know, cut a lot of time out of it.
Are you recording all this on your iPhone, by the way?
Samsung.
Fucking hipster. All right. So you're recording on your Samsung phone. No. Do you actually have, like, a pro camera that you're using, or what kind of?
I have a Canon T6i that I'm currently using.
Okay.
And then with that, I still have, like, a Panasonic 3CCD, the one that records on the mini DV tapes.
Okay.
Just because I like how it looks on it for a video.
Right.
And things like that.
Trying to keep it retro with that film look. I like it.
Yeah. Well, plus
so are you helping him with anything, or you just picked him up when his old lady fucking kicked him off the curb?
Yeah, I picked him up when he got kicked out and shit, but I'm also composing some of the music that's going to be on the documentary.
Oh,
so
you know how to do music stuff. I like that.
Yeah, I said I was a musician. Come on.
I'm pretending like I don't know that so I can ask the questions on the radio show. Well, thanks for blowing that shit up. So, yeah, so you used to play in a band, but then you fucked up and you got kicked out, or did they still together?
He exceeded the weight limit for the band, so.
I used to be much heavier.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Actually.
Badger, he has extra fucking fat down there.
What's up, girl?
Just saying. Just saying.
How you doing?
Just saying.
Serve you
Sorry. All right. She likes extra, you know, extra meat on the taco kind of stuff. That's just, you know.
So do I.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Patrick's like, you put me on blast, nigga.
I was like daydreaming.
I know.
I was like, huh?
All right, so once it's all said and done, it's probably going to take you, I don't know how long to fucking edit this on your iPhone 6 Plus 5. And
Samsung.
Where can people find it? Like, after it's out.
Once it's done, I'm going to do a little small premiere for it, of course. But after everything's said and done, it will be on iTunes, Vudu, Xbox, and things like that.
Is it going to be for free, or we're going to have to pay for it?
We'll probably pay.
Probably pay, shit.
Okay.
Nigga, got to make some money, son.
Yeah.
All right, I just thought he was doing it about the same, but obviously he's doing it for
loop,
the money.
Give me the loop.
At the end of
Fuck
the day.
You.
Everybody wants to get paid at the end of the day.
So maybe that's what happened with fucking music, where people got fucking, they weren't going to pay them anymore, and now there is no more music. Because of assholes that don't do it for the music other than fucking money. Put that shit in your movie.
Oh, it is.
Okay. On that note, Pigs out.
Late.
Welcome to Pigs Radio.
It is that.
You're a dick, dude.
Okay, for real.
Yo, DJ, stop the music. Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Initiating shutdown sequence. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you, I'm out.
This show may cause birth defects and or cancer. Void where prohibited in the southern red states. Official sponsor of the Special Olympics. Not really. 2% financing available for nothing. See your official Toyota dealer for recall as penalty for not buying American. This show may cause massive amounts of marijuana consumption. This show has been a joint venture of cockballs and ass. Free salad tossing available. Upon request, visit RobertReese.com. Sexual relations among cousins is not incest.
Thank you.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.